Wagwan people, this is Robin, and thank you so much for tuning in with me again. So this is my channel, Journey by Roman, and this is basically a program that I call We Got Issues. So in a couple of moments, I have my friends that are going to be joining me, and we're just going to be chopping it up, you know, dishing on some pop culture situation. You know, we're going to talk about the whole Beyonce dropping Black is King that's coming out on the 31st. We're highly anticipating that movie. Also, I am going to be premiering Taylor Swift's, well, not premiering, but really reviewing Taylor Swift's new album. Can't wait to talk about that. Also, Ellen, I don't know why my tongue always gets twisted every time I talk about her, every time I mention her name, but Ellen DeGeneres. Yes, so a lot of buzz has been going around as it regards to the Ellen DeGeneres show, her being mean, and also, you know, her company getting internal investigations. So we're going to talk about that too. Lots more to come, so stick around, and thanks so much for joining. All right, so hey people, thank you so much for sticking with me once again. So I have my friend Thomas, Shannon Thomas, on the line. I'm actually just waiting on my other friend to just come through. But in the meantime, well, Shannon, you sound pretty pissed a moment ago. What's going on?
Girl, I'm never pissed when I'm talking to you.
What?
But you know, I'm Shannon. You can go follow me on any socials at KHENNON on Instagram and on Twitter. But I'm here, girl. I'm always here. What's good with you?
So before we started, or, you know, really go any further, I just wanted the people to really understand the dynamics that we have as friends. I don't understand why Shein is always a late bug. Like, me just don't understand why Shein is always a late bug on the goddamn cast. Like, it's like...
like, for real. Shein is late. I think he's also going to be late for his own funeral. Just saying.
I'm going to late for his own funeral.
Yes, Shein is always late. Always. Never on time.
But we want to talk about the type of dynamic that we have. You know, so maybe I really just, you know, just give a little background information about myself. And, you know, until Shein eventually joins the podcast, you know, you can talk about yourself as well. So for me, I don't know, maybe person probably guessed by now, like, I am the prim and proper person of the trio. You know, the bougie type of person, you know. And so I really don't have the best personality in terms of being funny. You know, I have a very dry, sarcastic sense of humor. So you're really happy, just bear with me sometime. I don't know, everybody gets my type of humor. You know, like, you might get Shen, but not everybody will get you. So because of that, I'm gonna really mesh well with people, but I hope y'all just stick around and allow me to grow on you, because once we grow up on you, you're just not, you're gonna just get to love me, you're gonna just get to want to roam me and all them, you know, something there. So yeah, so what about you, Shannon?
I'm always standoffish. The reason why I'm like that is because, I don't know, I just always have the thing in the back of my head telling me that bitch is going to be judging you. So I always, I'm like, not really shy, but standoffish. Like, I stay to the back and watch what's going on around me. But as once if you get to know me, I am really cool. I am really gel. I guess along with everybody and anybody. I don't judge. I don't care what you like, what your personality is like. I grow with you and get to know you better and how to work with you. So I'm always the cool, laid-back person off the
You
street.
see, this whole standoffish situation makes me like give you the side eye, because if you're standoffish, like me not gonna really like wanna try fee, push up on you. Because if you're standoffish, you're probably not gonna give me the time of day. That's what me get from where you just said a while ago, the whole standoffish situation.
I don't. If you start a conversation with me, I'll follow up with you and go ahead with you, but I don't tend to like literally always try to make conversation with people. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't, because some people are mean. They're mean people in this world. You don't know who you're gonna encounter at any point. So you just have to be careful. So I don't try to push conversation to people or try to conversate with any random people, because it's not, they're not always the nicest people to conversate with.
As I said that, so like this memory just flashed back into my mind. Like, I will never forget the first time you actually have a conversation. You remember?
Yes, girl, I'll never forget. And you want to tell them what it was about?
So we were having a conversation about my then. Oh, Shane.
Shane.
The goddamn podcast. Hey, Shane. What happened? You lose your way? Did you need a direction to reach the podcast? What happened?
Sure, no, because
You.
you have to try to come to me.
I'm not trying
It's
to. So
Oh
do you
my God.
have an attitude right now?
Not because you. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm gonna get back to the conversation in a moment, Shannon. But before I do so, I just wanna, since all three of us are now here, the audience that is listening, thank you so much for tuning in. This is We Got Issues, where we're basically just gonna have a conversation completely unfiltered. We speak our minds. We mostly delve into pop cultures and issues that are affecting our society and our well-being. So thank you again once more. So Shane just joined the podcast. I already have Shannon here. And I was basically just talking about the first time that I met Shannon and how nervous I was, because made it feel, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. So I'm gonna feel like, so the person you like me, I wonder if, I don't know, maybe I'm rubbing the wrong way, because let's be honest, I do have a tendency to rub people the wrong way, always, at first. I don't know why. So we were having a conversation about, my then relationship at the time and how it was becoming sort of toxic and whatever the case may be. And you made a comment about what I was wearing. And I was like, oh, I was feeling very much Blaine Realness from Glee. And you were looking at me like, what the fuck is just saying?
Girl, you just bring me right back to that moment. I was
You remember that?
like, I couldn't, ne I would, listen, I would never forget that conversation. Like, you looked at me with the look and was like, you don't know who that is? And I was like, yeah, but I was like, I think it's Jamaica. Who the fuck's dressed like this? I literally bust out a laugh. Everybody did it off. I was like, he was like, what? Why would you say that? It was a whole mess. Girl, I don't want to go back there because you're just going to make me laugh this entire thing out. Anyways, we're going to get into this podcast real quick, and we're going to start with Shane. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So Shane, you know, we're gonna talk about the whole Emmy nomination. So Shane is just gonna, you know, come give us the tea about the Emmy nominations, and we just have a conversation about that. So go ahead, Shane.
First up is Outstanding Drama. So the nominations are Better Call Saul, The Crown, The Handmaid's Tale, Killing Eve, The Mandalorian, Ozark, Stranger Things, and Succession. So who
You know, from that list, I've only watched two shows from that list. I've only watched Killing Eve, and I've only watched The Stranger Things. So
you did watch Killing Eve?
Yeah, I watched Killing Eve. You've never watched it?
Is it good? I've always seen it. I've never watched it.
Oh,
it was boring to me.
Sandra Oh is the bomb.
Yeah, but I've never gotten into that. I've never watched any of those shows though.
I think when you have the opportunity, Shannon, you definitely need to. It's really, really good. If you, because you like those type of spy kind of crime situations, so it's really very much up your alley. And you know, it kind of have like a sexual kind of lesbian tension in a way, so it's really, really good.
Really?
Yeah.
I would watch something because it's sexual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really sexual. Like this woman she's like a CIA. She's like obsessed with finding Eve, because Eve is kind of like this. She's kind of like a mercenary. Like she gets paid to kill people. So Sandra Oh like just get obsessed with finding her and try to lock her up. So it turns into like an obsession that turns into like this kind of like twisted love affair. So it's really good.
Okay, maybe I'll divulge myself into it one day, but not right now.
Yeah.
What else is next? All right, Shane. What's the next thing, Shane?
Who would you vote for? Haven't heard your pick. What?
I think I would vote for The Handmaid's Tale. You know, they've won many Emmys before, so that speaks to me that it's really good. I haven't gotten into the new season. I haven't watched it at all, but you know what? I'm gonna get into it and see what it's all about before the Emmy actually comes out.
I think the Ozark is gonna win.
You think so?
It was really good this season.
What is the Ozark all about? Because I have never watched
money laundering. Literally just basically about money laundering.
Interesting.
The accountant watching the show about money. Let's move on.
Go away. Leave me alone. But anyways. Next on the list, Outstanding Comedy Series, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Dead to Me, Insecure, The Community Method, The Marvelous Miss Maisel, Schitt's Creek, and What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay.
So y'all voting.
Robin, I already see you going to Insecure, but give somebody else a chance.
Before, you know me well. Like, need I say more? This season was so good. It gave me everything that I needed. Like, the build-up from season one was everything. I hope Insecure gets it.
My pick would have been, I've watched two of those and they were both good.
Which two?
I'm trying to remember. You said so. I'm trying to remember what you said, but I know I watched two of those shows. Marvel, Miss Maisel, that was really good. Mrs. Maisel, that was really good. Yeah. And then you said another one. What was the rest?
You know, Schitt's Creek has a good chance.
Schitt's Creek,
Schitt's Creek.
Good chance. Those two shows, to me, they were really, really, really good. And they...
I don't know.
Schitt's Creek.
It has... oh my God, the storyline stresses me out.
They are very good. I'm not lying. They deserve it.
In essence, it's like London Tipton lost her money in the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody and became poor for like a second.
It was more than a second. It was a couple years, though.
But the show has literally been done already. So Schitt's Creek is nothing new. I don't get why it should get that popularity.
Because most people, let me tell you, it's just diverting to America. That's why a lot of people are not aware of it, because it can only be shown in Canada. So now it's just being diverted over to America. So that's why more people is aware of it now.
Honestly, yeah,
when the show is already finished.
Through the Great Depression, this would have made more sense.
But it's really funny,
right?
It's actually really funny. I find that the jokes are really smart, and it doesn't like fly over your head like a lot of other smart comedies. So it's a very good, comfortable watch. So I mean, it stands a really good chance of winning. So what's next?
On next is Outstanding Drama Actor, which more than likely, of course, Robin is going to vote for Billy Porter from Pose. Clinton Bateman from The Ozark, Sterling K. Brown from This Is Us, Steve Carell from The Morning Show, Brian Cox from Succession, and Jeremy Strong from Succession as well.
Well... If I can give my input, Steve Carell is an amazing actor, so I feel like he could get it. You know what? For this particular category,
exactly,
any of the actors could get it because they were all really good in their respective shows. I don't necessarily want to go for Billy Porter, but for the sake of, you know, rooting for everyone black, I'm gonna go for Billy Porter.
Ugh, of course you will. Shannon, do you have anything to add?
I think every name that you called was good. But yeah, Billy Porter, he's a waymaker. He's doing good in the neighborhood, and I'm just gonna leave it right there. He deserves what he's getting right now. He's been doing a lot for the community.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're championing for Billy Porter to win this game.
Sadly, I have to vote. My main man in The Ozark. I'm sorry. I don't care what being.
Why, Shane? I know you would have been the outsider. You have never been with us. Never. We're gonna put you outside,
girl.
Right? It's the pride celebration. You're gonna stay outside.
Anyways, let's move on to actresses in outstanding dramas. There is Olivia Colman for The Crown, Jennifer Aniston, The Morning Show, Jodie Comer for Killing Eve, as well as Sandra Oh, Laura Linney from The Ozark, and Zendaya from Euphoria. We all know who we're voting for to win.
Zendaya is gonna get it. I'm done. Let's give it to Zendaya and call it a day.
Was Euphoria really that good though? Was her portrayal in that show really that good compared to those other actresses?
Her popularity, not necessarily her acting skills. I'm sorry to say.
No. No. This is not the Grammys, okay? This is not the Grammy Shane, where it's based on popularity. This is based on
in every show she's impact. Done, and she's not getting the recognition she deserves. The same.
You know what?
When we look at minority actresses, we don't see them getting the recognition as necessarily somebody of a Caucasian descent gets.
So what I'm saying, this could be the year where Sandra Oh could get the Emmy nod for Killing Eve. We might be shocked.
I doubt it. I love her, but I doubt it. More likely, this is gonna go to no hate. It's gonna go to, of course, Jennifer Aniston for her popularity. Ugh. Or Olivia Colman for The Crown, or Laura Linney. It's gonna go to a white person in my.
You know, I don't necessarily think so. In this particular climate where everything is a race thing, I feel like Sandra Oh and Zendaya might have a swing in their favor, but we'll see. We'll see.
On the day.
Mm-hmm. What's next?
So we move on to, oh gosh, what are we going to move on to? Outstanding Comedy Actor. Anthony Anderson for Blackish. Don Cheadle for Black Monday. Ted Danson for The Good Place. Michael Douglas for The Kominsky Method. Oh gosh, I always get that wrong. Eugene Levy for Schitt's Creek. And Rami Youssef for Rami.
Let me tell you, Anthony Anderson,
not getting it.
What do you mean?
Getting it. Love it, love Blackish, but he's not getting it.
All right, the only thing I'm going to say is for this category, I'm voting for Black. That's all I have to say. Next,
Shannon, you have anything to add?
I'm riding on Robin's coattail on this one.
Girl, I'm done with y'all. Outstanding Comedy Actress. Christina Applegate for Dead to Me, as well as Ooh. Linda Cardellini. Rachel Bronson for the Marvelous Maisel. Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek. Issa Rae for Insecure. And Tracy Ellis Ross for Blackhead. And of course,
this is a very tight competition.
It's a very close one. This will be.
Yep. Because if any of you.
Issa Rae, Catherine O'Hara, like legit all the actresses in this are people that we've grown up watching a lot.
I mean, Christina Applegate in Dead to Me. Amazing, along with Linda. You said it was Linda Marielli?
Cardellini. But Rachel.
Remember she was Velma Scooby Doo.
She can win it.
Yeah, she could. I mean, this can be anyone. This could be anyone. So it could be anyone.
I would love to know what happened, how they got it, what pushed them over the edge from the others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We would love to be the fly on the wall for this one.
But of course, I'm still low-key rooting for Issa Rae. But it could literally go to anyone.
That is true.
But you know what? Before I move on, the reason why I want Issa Rae to get this so bad, because she's really hands-on with her show. She's a creator, she's a writer, and she has created the soundtrack, the visuals, everything from step one to step 10 for this show. And I think that she deserves this. But that's all I have to say.
Really? That's all you say?
And of course, I mean, you relate to the story. I mean, she portrays the awkward Black girl or the awkward woman so well, to the point where when you're at a point in your life and you feel like, say, you're not accomplished certain things or you're not in some way in your life, you kind of relate to exactly what she had got through. So based on being able to relate to her, I really wanted to get this because she done it in a way that is funny, yet relatable.
All
right, Shane. Go ahead.
Is a hype man. Ugh. Moving on. Outstanding lead actor in a limited series. There is Jeremy Irons for Watchmen, Hugh Jackman for Bad Education, Paul Mescal for Normal People, Jeremy Pope for Hollywood, follow.
True. Hey guys, what's with that? Let break up a little bit.
I don't know. On your end, I'm hearing Shane fine.
Not on my end, Shannon.
Then something is wrong with your phone. Just saying.
Moving on.
Anyways, we're gonna have to cut that one short, Shane. I'm sorry. We wanted to touch on the Ellen DeGeneres situation, guys. Robin, I know that we said you were gonna take over. So, what did you get out of this whole Ellen DeGeneres situation?
All right, great. So, there's a lot of information that has been coming out as regards to the Ellen DeGeneres situation, because this has been going back as early as January. It started with this YouTuber. She's a makeup artist. I don't know if you know her, Shannon. She's called Nikki Tutorial.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah. So she was on a TV show. I think it was in Germany of some sort. And she was talking about her experience that she had with Ellen DeGeneres and how she was not the best person and how what you see on the show is not necessarily how she is in real life. Like, you know, like sometimes we pick up on TV show persons, somebody TV host, and we talk to you and, you know, try to get to feel her out prior to filming. She said Ellen DeGeneres allegedly was very cold, very distant, and didn't really want to really interact with her, according to her. So after that, and this was way back in January, and then after that, people start pick up honey, and then stories start come out how DeGeneres is like evil, vindictive, and how, like, if you have interns and, you know, staff members and the people want, she's like, don't look at me in the eye, or when she go to restaurants and stuff like this, she's rude, aggressive, and just really treat people bad in general. So those are the allegations that have been made. And, you know, over the coming months, since COVID really started to take a toll, we start seeing more information coming out. People start take to Twitter to talk about, you know, stories that involve Ellen and how, you know, she's awful and she don't want people look at her in the eye, and no one, nobody, she don't want the intern or the nurse staff to talk to her. And, you know, I was reading one story where they said that Ellen has a very sensitive nose. So if she like sees you or smells you chewing gum, she gotta take out the gum. Or if she smells like, if you have on like one cologne she don't really like, she will tell her to like go home, change, and come back to work. But that was just like a part of the whole situation, because in addition to allegations coming out about Ellen DeGeneres being this evil mean bitch from hell, you know, the work environment is not so great as well, because apparently the Ellen DeGeneres show is being under investigation from WarnerMedia due to the fact that employees have been coming out making allegations about discrimination and intimidation within the company. We've had some employees that are saying that they've been told, you know, to change their careers if they're in box, and also like if they making any type of complaints as regards to colorism or racist remark, then they're basically intimidated to saying, you know, you just have to like suck it up because I have black friends, but they know how to work with it, so you should just suck it up and just deal with it. So I guess WarnerMedia, you know, got wind of this, and one of the allegations were actually true, so they decided to launch an investigation internally. So the story is still evolving, so have my eye.
Okay, girl, we know you do, and we know you keep up with what's trending and what's going on in the socials.
Before we move on, though, I just find this like incredibly weird because for so many years we see Ellen DeGeneres and she always have this persona as being friendly, kind, and she always gives the money. She always have people, you know, on endorsement galore. So to like come 2020, we will hear all of them some years say Ellen DeGeneres is not the next person. It's almost as if I'm in the fucking Twilight Zone, you know, like this is definitely not something we expect, but you know, people behind closed doors is always different from people we see on screen.
For real. Shane, what's your opinion on all of this?
She may be a horrible human being, but oh my god, I'm tired of people in this Me Too shit every freaking second.
It's not a Me Too situation, Shane.
It can be, because everybody loves their little 15 minute of fame. For the people that have real problems in the world that have been cursed out by this woman or being ill-treated by this woman, they have the problem. People are just gonna say this happened to me too just for the sake of 15 minutes of fame, or they're selling some story to a tabloid because the tabloid is gonna run with it. Ugh.
I disagree on one hand, because I mean, we can't just keep on putting persons on a pedestal where they feel as though they can literally be mean and vindictive and awful and vile, and people not know about it. And I feel like this year, particularly 2020, has really been the year.
On a pedestal, because most people are going to sit down and worship at your feet. It doesn't matter who you are. Once you're in the spotlight, you are on a pedestal.
So, well, some of them need to get knocked down, in my opinion. Some of them need to get knocked down and really be brought to reality and brought back.
People are human and they make mistakes themselves. Mr. Worldwide, Linier,
El Micha, Neo. Who's that? Just to really make it. What's that? What's that? Who's that? Who's that playing? What's his name? Pitbull. Anyways, I agree with what you both are saying. Sometimes both of the allegations are sometimes not relevant, because one of the allegations I heard was that Ellen DeGeneres didn't talk to you. I don't see the point of her talking to people. She don't feel comfortable talking to them. I don't need to talk to you. If I come in and I say good morning and I move on, then you shouldn't feel bad that I don't want to talk to you, have a conversation with you, see how you're doing or whatever. Sometimes not everybody feels comfortable talking to people all the time. So if she comes in and don't want to talk to you, then that's fine. But I understand what Shane is saying. It's right. Because one person saying this, everybody wants to jump on the bandwagon and say some horrible things about her, even though half of them is not valid. So I get what you're saying too, Robin. When you're on a very high pedestal, you need to get a rain check to see that what you're doing is not right to people. So I do understand. And I cannot tell anybody how to feel. And I cannot tell anybody how to act. I'm just telling you from my point of view how I feel about this entire situation.
Okay.
But anyways, anything else you want to add, Robin?
I just feel really funny that Shane is saying that, because when we were having the conversation with Camila Cabello, we were all dissecting the situation and how unbearable and hard to deal with and hard to work with. Wait, not Camila Cabello. I'm so sorry. I'm talking about Lea Michele.
You're talking about who?
Lea Michele.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like,
but Camila Cabello could be put in that category too. Let's just say that. So I don't know why you're taking that back. You could have just said her name. She fits right in that box. But anyway,
well, true. Camila Cabello. Not really, no, because all that we know about Camila Cabello is the fact
that and oranges. We cannot do that. They're all
Shane, what you're saying is right, yes, but they are similar in some things. Yes, apples and oranges, but they're similar. So the apple might have a softer inside than the orange or rich vice versa, but it's the same.
But what I'm saying, put them on the
pedestal. I mean, the only thing that was really said about Camila Cabello was the fact that she made race remarks. You know, we never hear anything about her being difficult to work with and having bad work ethics of that sort.
What were you saying, Shane?
But I'm saying we cannot blame only the celebrities. We have to blame the people who put them on those pedestals themselves.
Right, true. That's what I said. It's not right for us to say. Okay,
and I'm sure
it's their fault.
To Ellen DeGeneres and say, back in when I first met her, I thought she was a bitch or whatever. No, I don't think no one will say that. But Lea Michele, from this girl, has been deemed Broadway worthy from her age of 12. No one wants to work with this chick. They're scared of her. They think she's a monster. She's on a different pedestal and then on a different level compared to Ellen.
Ellen's that sounds deep, Shane.
All I can say is I hope when we reach a stage in our life where, you know, let's say we get famous or we get a look of money, we're not changed, because sometimes, you know, money changes people. It changes the way how we interact. And so we just feel like sometimes it gets to a head and we just feel like everybody on one different level where everybody where may not be making as much as us are really beneath us, and therefore we feel like that we can treat other people a certain way. So we just hope, say, you know, for the travel with the pioneer, say, you know, when they get caught up in the local situation, because regardless, it's a dirt or dirt, you know, all of we are going to agree the same way and money is supposed to change them.
6'6"
That you should see. We're not all going in the same way, sweetie. Some people are going in the gold caskets.
Listen. Yes, Shane, I agree with you. Some are going in gold caskets, but guess what? The grave is digged the same way. 6'6"
That's true.
Unless you're going to be cremated.
I know what. Honest to God, no. Since we're on that, for me personally, I rather to be cremated. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be buried.
I've always told my sister, cremate me and take the money.
Oh.
Go do something worthy with it.
You know what you do?
Put your bulletin card on this and go with the fact that I should be buried. I'm sorry.
you are always the odd one out of this group. I don't know why. Anyways, we are not going to be diverse into this. Robin,
together, and we can have our ashes sprinkled wherever together. She and Kim go both.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. We're not getting diverse into that, Robin. Anyways, we want to go ahead and continue with this conversation. We're going to tip on to the Beyoncé visual album, Black is King, that is coming out on the 31st of July, which is in a few days from now. And I want to say it is trending right now on Twitter, number one in the United States and several other countries. She posted several teasers, several photographs was out there floating around the internet. And if you have not heard about it, you need to hear about it from us first, because I'm telling you guys, it is going to be, oh my God, it is going to be one of the best visuals to drop in 2020. Have anybody dropped a visual this year, though? The only visuals we always talk about is Beyoncé visuals, right?
Yeah, we always expect. I mean, since 2016, everything that
16, yeah,
it has always been visuals.
Visuals, yes. But some people were talking about it, that the album was already released, but no, she's putting all the visuals out. She only dropped one visual for the song, which was for The Lion King. Now she's dropping all the videos, including her new song, Black Pride, which is coming with a visual on this visual album on the 31st too. What I'm expecting and what I've seen so far, I think it's gonna be so good for the Black community. Mm-hmm. And you know, guys, I'm Black. I love my Blackness, and I've always said this. I represent my Black people very well. But I want to see what she has been doing this for years. She has been talking about it for years, because I remember when the Super Bowl 2013 Super Bowl came out, and everybody was on her ass and on her dick and on everything that she was doing. And you know that up to this day, today, her Super Bowl performance is number one watched Super Bowl performance on YouTube.
You mean the formation Super Bowl?
Yes, 2013 or 2013 Super Bowl performance.
But where she performs though is demonetized.
Yes, but it's the most watched YouTube performance.
I mean, that was a moment. I still remember that, because I was still living in my mom's house at the time. Child, somebody have to watch everything on YouTube from a laptop, and I almost went insane, because like no, we never hear the song before, because she actually did the performance. No, she dropped the song
before you dropped the song. Hours later, after the performance, she dropped the song.
No man, the song we dropped before.
It was?
Yeah, the song dropped like the day before, literally the day before, and then the next day she performed me at the Super Bowl. So, and that happened. So nobody did expect Beyonce to perform that very same song. So that's why no people is shocked, no people is surprised, because you know, when we hear Beyonce or a common one performance, we expect Crazy in Love, we expect something, you know, we expect Single Ladies, we expect Girls Who Run the World, you know, like those are like the go-to performances for Beyonce. So everybody be kind of shocked when she did do that. And you know, she really do visuals really, really well. So my question to you, Shannon, what exactly are you looking for? What are you expecting from this visual? Because you and I are beehives. You know, this is something that we can talk about online. What are you expecting?
I'm expecting everything that she's coming with, because knowing Beyonce, she's a very perfectionist, and I know that she is going to put her all into her work, as she does into her music. And so I'm looking for simple but extraordinary, which is what I've always got from all of her visuals over the years. Basically, and Black excellence throughout the entire thing. So, you know, I just want to see all of that, and I'll be okay with whatever she gives me, but that's what I'm looking forward to seeing.
I mean, what else can she really do? You know, because we've literally seen her do the performance at Coachella, the two-day performance at Coachella. She spent hours upon hours upon hours upon hours rehearsing, producing, making sure that everything was done on point. It was executed magically. I'm just never could have imagined that Beyonce would have just reached the next level of being a performing artist icon. So it's like, for me, like when we know that this visual will come, knowing her work ethics, knowing the type of vision where she have and how she strives to execute it at all times, like me, I wonder, like, what else can she do? Is it going to be underwhelming, or is it going to be like overwhelming? Because I'm a bit worried, because a lot of persons are kind of like giving the side eye, because you know, it's mostly about our Black African ancestors, and I know people from over Africa are having issues with that. What do you have to say about that, Shane?
Y'all know I'm not really too into the whole Beyonce beehive thing.
Okay. My bad. My bad. I'm going to leave you out of this conversation. Let me just push the conversation to you, Shannon.
You're killing me for this, so I'd rather just exit left.
What I think about all of this is Africa does not want, the whole nation up there does not want to be perceived at what it was before. Mm-hmm. And that is the problem they're having with this entire visual now. Beyonce going back to way back in the days when Africa was Africa and not what they're trying to whitewash it as today. So they don't really like that. And I can't tell people how to feel. So I can't say, okay, you're not supposed to feel anyway because that is what it was before. But I can't tell them that because I'm not from there. I don't know what their experience is and what will be when this visual comes out, but I'm telling you, she's not gonna disappoint. So I don't think they're supposed to be fussing about anything at all. Just sit back to last relax.
I'm offended that you're gonna say they should not be fussing. It's a people's culture. They have a right to feel how they wanna feel. I would say they shouldn't.
And that's why I said I can't tell them how to feel because I'm not from there. I'm not telling them how to feel. I'm just saying don't fuss before it's already out. You wait until it's out, then you see what it is all about, and then you fuss.
Yeah.
You can't fuss before something is out because you don't really and truly know what is coming. You're fussing for nothing.
It's the unknown. We don't want to see.
No. If you're gonna fuss about what you know, not what you don't know, that does not make any sense at all.
I think they should give it. I think they should allow it to really come to fruition. You know, see what it's all about. And if it's a situation when they feel like, say, you know, so this is very insulting to our culture.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So I agree with what.
Then you argue about it, but don't argue about it before. You don't know what it is going to be like. It's just like you saying, oh, I don't eat ice cream. Have you ever eaten ice cream before? No. Have you ever seen ice cream before? No. So how do you
very dark territory. Tread lightly when you're saying those things.
Anyways, let's move right along.
Why are you,
Robin? No, Robin. Let us move right along, Robin. Relationship and triggers. Go ahead.
Oh, we want to go there. Okay, so we literally have 15 minutes left. So let's see if we can talk about this in the quickest way possible. So we wanted to talk about how to avoid toxic relationships and identify red flags. All right. So, of the three of us, the only one that is currently in a relationship is actually Shane. So, Shane, you and I, as the single people in this group, what are some of the red flags that you can identify in a relationship?
You can't necessarily rule him out. He probably has had a couple red flags. So you can't rule
child, him out. Child still live with the person. So if there is a red flag, you can see them and him still decide to do it.
We're talking about past. We're not talking about present.
No, but... Oh my God, Jamie, just answer the question. Oh my God.
To me, red flag, necessarily, it is very, how can I say it, confusing, because there's some people that won't show the dark sides, those little broken pieces, until you're like fully already invested in the relationship.
So, girl, let me tell you, that is a 90-day rule. Buyer's remorse.
I'm already...
Shane, buyer's remorse. 90 days.
Listen.
I learned that from Tanya Stevens. Buyer's remorse. 90 days.
You
don't get invested until 90 days has passed. It's just like a job meeting.
Everybody's days. Different. We have people that fall in love at first sight. People fall in love at first. True. I love you. People say I love you just for the simple fact they got a flower today. So I'm not knocking anybody's relationship. Not knocking anybody's true. Feelings. But
all red right. is part the shade.
So for me, here are some of the toxic things that I sometimes might, you know, see in a relationship, because I've been through a lot. I mean, short-lived, but still experiences where, you know, as I jump into another one, you know, I'd learn how to identify certain things. And for me, it's when time a person always upon some negative type shit, like for me that is a red flag, because we're not gonna have no type of positive energy in or some type of relationship, because we know I'm gonna start like work overdrive to try to make sure say them in our space where them always good. It's like I don't like negative people, and for me negative people is like a major red flag. And
okay.
And next one to like people want to practice proper hygiene. That is a next red flag.
Oh my god. Girl, you did not just say proper hygiene, right?
Yes, it,
you know? <I'm> not. Who the hell would be in a relationship and not listen? That is number one red flag. That is not even number two. That is number one.
First of all, don't know. As you'd be in a relationship with a person for 3 months, you're dating and da-da-da-da-da, and you don't know anything about them. When you go to their house, it looks so clean. And when you start living, it's a whole different story.
That's what I said to you, 90 days, girl, 90 days. You do not... Listen, I've learned this over the years. 90 days, because guess what? After 90 days, they are going to flip up. They're gonna make mistakes. Things are gonna start. What you're comfortable with doing around you is not gonna be comfortable anymore. So they're gonna show you all their flaws. They're gonna start telling you all of their dirty laundry, and everything is absolutely gonna come out. 90 days.
That's the end of the honeymoon period. Yep.
Yes.
That is true.
So that's just it. For me, buyer's remorse.
Another red flag is like when you're in the dating stage, but you start realizing them start lying for like the dumbest shit. Like, that is a major red flag to me. And the reason why I said that is a major red flag, because I mean, suppose we go deep in a relationship and start to some nasty, some look of sneak shit. And then you start,
right?
You know, said small lies always lead up to bigger lies.
Big lies, yeah. How I look at that.
There's no one in a relationship say they're 100% honest with their partner. Lying is imminent. Okay? So, let's be. People doing little sneaky shit. So nobody should ever come for somebody for lying.
What I take from that is you don't waste your lives because you don't know when you're gonna need them to use. It's just like you don't waste your tears. So if you're gonna cry over something, make sure it is valid to cry over. You don't waste your lives, because guess what? When you want your lie to use, you're not gonna have it anymore, because they're gonna label you as a liar. So you don't waste your lives. I always tell people that. So, tell me the truth. I can help you. Save your lives for something else.
Who respects honesty in a relationship? Oh my god. I mean, can't believe this one.
Robin, don't you ever go there, because you know you have lied several times to several different people.
I do not lie. Do not try to lie.
Okay. So you do not like when people lie to you, but you like when you lie to people. Then just make it clear, girl. We understand you, okay? We get
shut up because that is not true.
That is exactly what is going on. Don't try to pull that behind.
I agree to disagree. If he says he doesn't lie, he doesn't lie. But there are people that omit the truth or give their variation of the series of events that may occur.
Okay, I might tell a little white lie. You know, I'm always mixing the lies of the truth.
You ain't lying.
Shut up.
I thought you said you didn't lie.
I don't lie.
Oh my God, Robin, we go save you. We go save you from all of this because you're good on the road and where you're trying to fuck. Shane, what do you think about Demi Lovato, her engagement, and her addiction of what she went through for the past 2 years? What do you think?
Honestly, I may not be a Lovatics, but I do love this chick. I love her music. Y'all know this. I'm in love with her voice. But this is a sore subject, as in the fact that I wish her the best. Don't get me wrong. Love is love. The fact that you're talking about you never felt love from anybody else like this, you've never felt so much support, and you overdosed in 2018 and you've known this person since like 2011. I'm starting to wonder your whole mental health sometimes, but I do love her. Don't get me wrong. I love her. But
I think to me, what I get from all of this is I think that she and Nick, they were dating. I think they were in a full-on relationship. And I think that because Nick got married to that other girl, she went and she overdosed. Yes. And then now she's trying to be... She literally is throwing digs at them. Like, for real, for real.
Are we talking about Nick Jonas?
Even they were trying to drop...
Yes.
She did... You remember that song she did in, I think it was last year, where she was like, "Why am I always looking for a ride at that? I wonder when I love me."
Oh, yeah. Love me. So love
me. And she was digging at all of these people like Selena Gomez and...
Yes, she was in the music video.
But I understand the story that you're running with. I understand it.
No. You know why I came to that conclusion? The reason why I came to that conclusion was I remember when this entire situation was going down and they distanced themselves away from her when the manager dropped them and dropped her. And then I remember when, after a while, when she was distancing herself from everybody and started taking drugs again and everything. And I remember when Nick came out and did an interview and he was saying some really dark shit about her, but not calling her name. And then I was like, why would you do that? And then when she recovered and came back, she was taking subs at them. And then I was like, no, then two people after they have sex, put in the throw shade at each other like this. Like, literally, they go back and forth. So, listen, may I tell them the honest truth? Then people that did they have sex, and they just don't know that they have sex. And everybody come out and tell me, so they are fucking, you know, when they are
fucking.
I just saw it.
When you get caught,
I will never go find out. Never.
I should know.
And we know the Jonas Brothers, but you the Jonas know, Brothers, except for Kevin, doesn't have the best track records when it comes to caring for their women.
Right. You heard that Sophie Turner had a baby, a girl.
Her name is... a baby girl. Her name is...
Yeah.
She is so beautiful. I adore them. I just adore...
I love Sophie.
I love Sophie.
Last longer pregnancy. Woohoo!
I guess that's
it. I'm just saying, other than
I can't
best track record when it comes to women.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe they're changing. They're getting into their 30s now and they need to settle down.
And a tiger doesn't change its stripe. Shut the hell up. Do not stick up for these boys.
Oh man.
Well, hold on, Shane. Hold on. Do you think that all of the Jonas Brothers are now married?
Yes, they're all married.
Yeah, they're grown, they're mature, they've settled down, and they're having family. So
I get what you're saying, but those days are done with. All right, like we're all almost in our 30s.
You'll get there before. Shut up. You don't know anything about people's relationship behind closed doors.
Shane, why are you snapping right now? Like, what the hell?
Jumping up people's relationship, like in there with them. Are you a part of their throuple? Shut that.
Part of that type of entanglement. No, thank you.
Exactly. You don't know what to do with it. Come on.
I'm not going there today.
They're all older. I would assume that, you know, they're looking to settle down and, you know, get all of them little, you know, Casanova days.
Fuckboy days. You can say fuckboy, Robin. It's okay.
Do you want to be 30 and still being a fuckboy? It's not a good look.
Nope.
Exactly. So why are you judging them and not wanting to believe them?
The same age.
Yes. Okay, well, you're probably older, but you know, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Oh my God. Listen, you know what? You know what? Yeah. I'm not doing this. Shane, don't drag anybody. No, we're not going to do that tonight. No, we're not going to do that.
I'm all for Max and Demi. I'm in love with their wedding bliss, romance, whatever. Because I'm close and they're... He speaks of her like the sun rises just to kiss her lips, and I was like, "Yes, brother."
Wow, I've never seen her. I've never seen him talk about her, but I know I've seen her talk about.
So let me read us a little post that he did where he said, "You are every long song, every film, every lyric, every poem, everything I could ever dream of, and that in life." Words cannot express how infinitely in love with you I am forever and always and then some. I cannot spend another second of my life here on earth without the miracle of having you as my wife.
Aww.
And then
Oh my god. I like it.
$2.1 million carat ring. Yes, dude got bang.
What does he do for work?
He's an actor / singer. Young and the Restless was his jam back in the day, and currently I think. But he's a singer / actor. You know, man of many things.
So guys, we're now out of time. Is there any last words that we want to say before we end this program today? Shannon, you want to go first?
I don't know why you always putting me to go first, but okay, I'll go first. It's always love and light, guys. Always remember, stay positive. There's nothing in this world that can get you down unless you want it to get you down. Mindset and positivity over mind matter, okay? So be good, be love, and be supportive.
How about you, Shane? Anything you want to leave with our audience today?
Oh, I thought you were going to make the oldest one go last since you love to claim that you're the youngest. But gracias.
You know, being the youngest of the group, I always say the best for last. Go ahead, sus.
Excuse me, who is the youngest? I thought I was the youngest, but okay. I'll leave you to that.
You can't argue with a fish brain. It never works. Come on. Moving right along. But all I have to say is that, guys, watch out for your red flags.
In other words, if you're
If
you're gonna go in an entanglement, don't let it come to light. Keep your entanglement unentangled and move on. Have a good night.
Shane, are you ever gonna let the sun out for that shade?
Girl, you just gotta put it in.
Anyways, just
For me, you know, I just want to thank you guys so much for joining me once again on this podcast. You know, this is us on a day-to-day basis where we're going to talk shit unfiltered and, you know, highly opinionated. Can't wait to chop it up with you next week. Thank you so much. And thank you, my audience, for tuning in. This has been We Got Issues. Thank you. Have a good night and stay safe.
Bye.